Morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
Fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing very, very well. Appreciate you taking some time as always. And Brian, wanted to start off right out of the gate with a pretty cool event. First time annual event happening later this month in Kemmer. Tell us about it.
Yes. So we have on August 28th, we have what we're calling the JCPenney Golden Rules Day, which is in, combined with our community picnic. Our county commissioners and us usually do the community picnic together, and they were okay with joining that together with the, what is now an annual event called the JCPenney Golden Rule Days, celebrating the legacy of JCPenney's on the August 28th, Saturday. We're going to have, in the afternoon, there's going to be bounce houses for the children with a 4-H kind of fundraiser, and there's also going to be a walking tour for dignitaries at about 4 o'clock. We're going to dedicate and have a presentation of the statue. We have a new statue. It's already up in the triangle, but it's going to be concealed until we reveal the statue on that dedication day. And so there's going to be some speeches and dignitaries there, and also the community picnic. It'll start at 6 o'clock, so we welcome people to come to the community picnic along with that, and where the commissioners and the elected officials, the city council and mayors will also be dishing out the food for people as they're coming by. So one other thing that's also interesting is at 7 o'clock we're going to have a live band, a band called Proclaim from the Wasatch Front. So there's lots of different things for everybody. We're also going to have a sidewalk sale going on during the whole time to help promote our downtown businesses. So, we see this really as a symbol, bringing the statue here and this event as a symbol of helping our retail have a new vision in our downtown community.
Well, I think it's fantastic, Brian, and we're excited to be there. I'll be there playing the Spur up until the live music begins, so we'll be live on location, and I think this should be a great event, not only just this year, but it sounds like moving forward to become an annual tradition for the city of Kemmer.
That's what we're planning on. So thank you for supporting us.
Again, speaking with Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir, that's coming up on August 28th in the Triangle area of the city of Kemmer. Well, Brian, let's transition here a little and talk more about the nuclear power plant proposal. And again, we've touched on this Terra Power plant in Kemmer, one of four communities being considered for the location of this. And tell me about this. Walk me through this press release. And what the city of Kemmer just released, it was in on our website and on svinews.com, and sounds like the city of Kemmer really making a push to become this location.
Yes, as Stephen Covey says, you need to be proactive and begin with the end in mind. So that's what we're doing. We're not letting things sleep on us. We're moving ahead and trying to be proactive. We do feel like we are the best choice, of course, and for many reasons, which we put in our proposal that we submitted to them. But it, you know, probably the biggest thing that people need to realize, I think we need it more than anybody because of the impact, relative impact it's going to have on our economy compared to some of the others out there. So, you know, we feel like we have a good case for not only, you know, the technical side of things, but also the economic side of things and what it might do to help keep our whole regional economy strong. So,
well, Brian, this press release makes some very valid points that you just outlined, but the workforce that's there and the need for it in the community. As you've held some public comment meetings and talked to some members of the community and discussed this in depth with community members, what are some of the common concerns about Terra Power's plant and the proposal that you're hearing, and what are some of the answers to those concerns that you give?
Well, actually, back on it was the 27th, I did it was kind of like a public town meeting where I shared our presentation with the everybody here in the area. There's about 42 people that came. Everybody had really good questions. A lot of them was, is there enough water? And the answer is yes. There is actually, as I understood it from hearing from TerraPower, actually this process will use less water. So I think the water and water rights are we got plenty there going on, plenty of water to take care of the power plant. So that's a concern I think that people had, but I think that's already been addressed. Safety was asked about as well, and I referred them to the website where it talked about that. But it's relative to the other power plants that are in existence already across the country. This is a safer way to do things. So I think, and most everybody again was in favor of it, and they just wanted to know why and on the safety and also on the water. So I think we do have a good case still, and actually what's interesting here, Rocky Mountain Power is releasing their IRP, filing it on September 1st, and in the IRP meetings that I've been going to, nuclear power is part of their plan. It's going to be there. They're committed to nuclear power, and we're hoping to be the ones that get chosen on the first go-round, so...
Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir with us this morning on the SVI Radio Network. Well, Brian, appreciate your time. Anything else you wanted to touch on, either on this TerraPower proposal or anything else happening within the community of Kemmer that you'd like to mention?
We just wanted to, thank everybody for supporting our Oyster Reach music festival. It went off very well. Actually, some people said that it was some of the most people they've seen in years, and the bands were great, and it was a great atmosphere. We had lots of support, so it was also a good plug for our summer economy. So we're just grateful that things are going well. And in June we have the Fossil Fest, in July we have Oyster Ridge, now we have a monthly event with the JCPenney Golden Rule Days. We're also another part of our economy that's important is our airport. We're having an airport fly-in on September the 18th, where people can come fly in, and children between the ages, I think, 7 and 18, or 7 and 17, can get a ride in an airplane. So, with a pancake breakfast sponsored by the Rotary. So, we got lots of things going on that we're trying to give us some consistent things during those summer seasons. So,
excellent. That, again, is Kemmer City Administrator Brian Muir with us this morning live on the SVI Radio Network. Brian, thanks so much. Have a great day.